This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I put that thing on the bed last night, and she was so warm. I got up and left this morning. She didn't even know I left. She slept till about 2 or 3 o'clock this afternoon. She woke up. She is so toasty. She called me about the middle. She said, "Hey, I woke up." I said, "Wow." She slept a long time, but she was so warm under there, and it was so cool outside. She was just enjoying sleeping. It says, the Lord says, if you carefully obey, not flippantly obey, but if you carefully obey all the commands I'm giving you today, and if you love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul, and if you worship Him, then He will send the rain in the proper season so you can harvest crops of grain, grapes for wine, and olives for oil. He will give you lush pasture land for your cattle to graze in, and you yourselves will have plenty to eat. I love all that. I mean, I love, but you see, there's a requirement for us to have all that. You know, that's kind of like sometimes you see people say, well, gee, you know, I'm going to go to college, and I want to get out of college, and then I want to go home, and I want to sit down, and I want to, you know, start my own business, and I want to sleep till 10 every morning, and then I want to get up, you know, and have breakfast, and then I want to go to the office about 11, and then I want to make maybe a couple of phone calls till 11:30, and then I want to take 2 hours off for lunch, you know, and then I want to come back and maybe talk to some of the people around the office, and then I want to go home at 3:30. You know, and I want to make $1 million this year. Hey, everybody would love to do that, but it usually don't work like that, does it? Usually it takes some dedication to get in there to make it. You know, you get up early, you work hard, you work long. And let me tell you, if you don't put God first, you're still never going to be prosperous and successful. But if you put God first in your business, He will bless your socks off. I mean, you can take two men. They come out of college, both of them with the same education, and both of them got the same drive, and both of them start the same kind of businesses, and one of them's a dedicated man of God, and God will bless that man. He'll bless his family. He'll bless everything he puts his hands to, and the other one may work twice as many hours, and he may do everything he can, but he's not putting God first, and his company will not prosper like the one that's serving God. God is the one that holds the purse strings. He's the one that blesses us. But so many people today don't know these promises. So they go out and strive and work and go to college and invest and do everything and never have anything. Never have nothing. They're sick and afflicted and everything else. And they don't know why. Well, the promises, the answer is in the book. He says in verse 26, in Deuteronomy 11:26, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. Well, today Paul told us that same thing in Romans 6:16. He's giving you and me the choice today to serve either God or the devil. So God's never changed the way He does business. So I want you to look here in Deuteronomy 11:26. He says, today I am giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. Well, I mean, which one do you want? A blessing or a curse?
Blessing.
I want the blessing. Well, you can't have the blessing without being obedient. You've got to do what the King says. And one of the things He says is to love Him with all your heart and soul and worship Him. And, of course, He tells you to go to church and He tells you to put Him first. He tells you to study His Word. Today I'm giving you the choice between a blessing and a curse. You will be blessed if you obey. Now this is, like I say, this is the NLT. It says, you will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today. You will receive a curse if you reject the commands of the Lord your God and turn from His way by worshiping foreign gods. I mean, if there's anything I have noticed throughout my study of the Scripture, if there's anything God has never changed His mind on, it's obedience and disobedience. I mean, in the Old Testament, He told us over and over and over, if you obey me, I'll bless you. Well, let me tell you, under the New Covenant, He has never changed nothing He does. If you obey, I will bless you. If you disobey, I will curse you. I don't know how we missed this. I don't know how I missed it. I do not understand how we can read this book and not get this example that God is the one that blesses us or curses us. I just happened to think, too, if you got a cell phone, I had not turned mine off, but I have now. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's read on here. Let's go to, in fact, I talked about this here a while back, but this was so good. I'm going to talk about this a little bit more about dealing with a rebellious child. Anybody in here ever know of anybody that has had a rebellious child? Maybe you've had one of your own. Well, I'm glad we don't do it like they did it then, but if we did, we'd probably have less rebellious children. But I want to show you what the Word says about how we're to deal with rebellious children under the law. Now, this is in Deuteronomy 21. In Deuteronomy 21, so we're not far from it there, for we were in verse chapter 11. We're just going over to Deuteronomy 21, and this is dealing with a rebellious son, or a rebellious child. Today, you hear people that are doctors of theology tell you you'll warp your children if you spank them, so you don't spank your children. I mean, have we heard those kind of things in the last few years? Oh, yeah. Well, that's not what God's Word says. God's Word says that's the evil that's in your children, and He said the rod of correction will drive the evil far from them. So if you don't do it God's way, you're going to continue to raise up rebellious children. And if you don't drive the devil out of them when they're little, when they get big, it's too late. You can't handle them then. You got to start early. And let me tell you, I started early with mine. I mean, when they disobeyed, I got the rod out or the strap out, my belt out or whatever. And my children learned real early that Dad meant what he said. I mean, I spoke softly, but I carried a big belt. You know, and after I told you about the second or third time, you either did what I told you or you got your little tail whipped. I didn't care if you was a girl or a boy in my house. If you disobeyed what Daddy said, you got the strap across your backside. And after about three or four times, they began to understand, hey, I meant what I said. And so after that, when I spoke, they did what I told them. No problem. So it worked extremely well. But in Deuteronomy 21, verse 18, I want to show you what God said to do to a rebellious son under the law. In Deuteronomy 21, 18, it says, suppose a man has a stubborn, rebellious son who will not obey his father or mother, even though they discipline him. In other words, they've spanked him, they've done what they're supposed to do, and he still does not obey them. In such cases, the father and the mother must take the son before the leaders of the town. Well, these are supposed to be godly leaders. This is not ungodly. And they must declare, this son of ours is stubborn and he's rebellious and he refuses to obey. He is a worthless drunkard. Now today we would call them drug addicts and drunkards and everything else. They're downtown running around, sleeping around, drinking alcohol. They're taking drugs and everything else. It says, he is a worthless drunkard. It says, then all the men of the town, not one or two, all the men of the town must stone him to death. That's kind of hard, isn't it, Susan? You know? I mean, Cliff, if you had a disobedient one, I mean, you'd have to wait till the last thing to take him down there, wouldn't you? Because you know he's going to be killed. And look what the Lord says do. In this way, you will cleanse this evil from among you, and all Israel will hear about it, and they will be afraid. Now then, all you got to do is start stoning a few of these young rebellious children. that say they can't get off of drugs and they can't stop having sex out of wedlock and they can't stop doing the thing. Kill a few of them. Don't take them before the... And I'm going to guarantee some of them, you're going to find out they can change. Is that right? If you were a disobedient child, Susan, and you noticed the next door neighbor got killed, and Mama said, "If you don't obey, you're going to be down there tomorrow," would you change?
Absolutely.
Susan said, "Absolutely, I would change." Well, today we are so far behind the times. You can take somebody that kills someone, that murders somebody. I mean, even they'll kill a police officer. And sometimes they get off. You know, sometimes they get off. I'm going to tell you, there's one thing I could not be, and that's a police officer. Because, I mean, I have seen it many times. Some guy drunk, he's on drugs or he's wiped out, and you stop him. You're trying to just see why he's weaving or what, and the guy jumps out and starts beating up on you. You know, what are you going to do? Yeah, I mean, I'm going to protect myself. And if all I got is a billy club or a gun on, and that guy ain't got nothing but his fist, and he comes at me, let me tell you, I'm going to put him on the ground. You know, I ain't going to play no games with this guy. And then you beat this guy up, and you put black and bruises, and only knock him out. And then a couple of weeks later, when he's recovering, he's standing before the judge, oh, he's this meek little guy. This police officer, he was so mean to me. And sometimes those kind of people get off. Yeah. Now then, they've got a little bit of protection. A lot of these police officers carry cameras in their cars. And they record it. So they see what's going on. And they know what these people are doing to you. But I couldn't be one of you. I mean, I couldn't. My hat's off to a police officer. Praise God for men that God's called to be a police officer. I'm glad he called me to be a preacher instead of a police officer. But it takes all of us to get the job done. But anyway, these rebellious sons in this day, if the mother and dad disciplined them and they did not continue to obey and listen and become obedient to mother and dad, and even though mother and dad had disciplined them and they couldn't handle them and they continued to go out and become drunkard and worthless, which today would be drugs and everything else, and they're out hanging around, they won't work, and they're just out messing around, it says, you are to take those before the elders of the city and all the men of the city. Once they check them out and find out they're telling the truth, they are to stone those boys until they're dead. It says, do this so all Israel will be afraid. I'm telling you, if we were to do a little bit of that today, we'd have a whole lot less people in prison. You know it?
We have to stop right there, but if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106, 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org. And there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.